Good morning, and thank you for tuning in to KCNI Public Affairs. My name is Jeremy Scheip, and we've got Kevin Lindley with us, and he is here to talk about something that I really enjoy myself, and I know several of you out there really enjoy. That's a good old-fashioned car show. Kevin, thanks for joining us this morning.
Well, thank you for having me.
This car show's coming up pretty quick. Ready or not, the summer season is flying by, and it's coming up this Saturday, right?
It is. It's gotten here quicker than I think a lot of people expected, but it is summertime, so.
It's time to get this this car show going. And if you folks are not familiar with the one we're talking about, Kevin is involved with this Custer County Classic Car Show. And many car shows have a special cause, and this one is not unlike others. Tell us a little bit about the cause that this car show is helping out with.
Okay, the Custer County Historical Society, 3 years ago, we come up with the idea of attempting to try a car show, and it's worked out really well for us. The registration and lunch and raffle and so on is going to the Historical Society to help take care of the Custer County Museum.
And it goes without saying that the museum is so important for us to have here. There's so much history and family lineage that people can learn about there and how our county got its start. We don't want those things to go away, and this is a direct influence on that, right?
It is. We have a really, really nice setup, and currently, whether people know it or not, we have a display from the Smithsonian Institute in Washington, D.C. that is there. It'll be here till the 25th of this month, and it's a self-tour. It's not guided or anything. You walk through it. You look at things. You can listen to things. And it's sparks innovations, and it kind of has to do with entrepreneurial stuff and those kind of things. So it's really worth having.
And exhibits like that are able to come to the museum because A, the museum exists, and B, because of past support shown to things such as this Custer County Classic Car Show. Talk a little bit about what's going on with the car show, how people can get involved with this, and then we'll talk maybe a little bit about the raffles and that sort of thing. Looks like registration starts at 8.
Registration does start at 8. It's a $20 registration fee per vehicle. Not necessarily limited to cars, pickups. You can bring a motorcycle. If you want to bring your tractor, that's fine. Like I said, it registration, and then we do have a raffle, but different donations for that. It's a nice program. We'll have it around the square downtown. We're going to have the streets blocked off, but you'll still have access to all the businesses. It's worked out really well. Even though we've had the streets blocked off, people circulate, we kind of hold the people that bring their cars are kind of stuck there. So they can't just jump in their car and go out and grab lunch or go do something else. They will be there for the duration. And a lot of them just wander around and look at the different offerings that the businesses have around the square. And seems to work out really well for everybody concerned.
And as is the case with any car show, they talk to each other about their cars, right? That's always happening.
They do. And everybody walks around, looks at the cars. You know, hey, I used to have one like that, or I've seen them like that. The other thing is we have a top 10 and a best of show, so there's 11 trophies available. it's voted on by the people. If you show up, come find us. There'll be several of us around in a blue car show t-shirt. And come find us, and we'll have the ballots. You can walk around, vote for your favorite car, or 10 or so of your favorite cars, because there's 10 slots for votes, and drop it in the bucket, and we'll tally up the votes and go from there at the end of the day.
Putting together some pretty good prizes and things like that for people to win?
We do have. We've got, I've gotten some stuff from O'Reilly's. I've gotten stuff from Napa. Car care kits, items that help you take care of your show vehicle. I also have a couple of more or less plaques that I got from Custer Floral we'll raffle those. And I've gotten a couple of hats, caps, baseball caps, and some of those kind of things. And again, we are holding them hostage, but we do offer them a meal there at the Historical Society. And you can eat it inside. You can come out and eat. It's a burger, chips, and a drink for a $5 bill.
So. Okay. Sounds good. And that's going on for kind of the duration of the show, or more around lunchtime?
More around lunch, probably 11:30 to 1:30 or so, something like that.
Okay. So come hungry.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we'll hope for a great turnout. This is the 2026 Custer County Classic Car Show. And as is the case with car shows and really any event, Kevin, you want to continue to see things grow. And as you have it for more and more years, you'll continue to see things grow. You're hoping for more cars this year. How's the turnout been for people that aren't familiar as this thing has grown over the years? You've seen a good variety of cars, I'm sure, and met some people from lots of different places.
We actually had a couple of cars from Lincoln last year. A couple of guys brought their cars. First year we had it, we had a gentleman. He was an alumni of Broken Bow alum, and he brought his car from Oklahoma.
Wow.
So it really, really worked out well. We've averaged right around that 25 to 33, so we're right in there on the first 2 years, and we're hoping for a few more this year. But you know, whoever shows up, we're gonna enjoy what they have, and I hope that we've got several sponsors on the trophies. I went and talked to them and had trophies sponsored from Ranchland, Gateway, Overnight Auto, Evans Feed, Bruning Bank, Security First Bank, Trotter Service, Winquest Incorporated, Broken Bow Auto Parts, V-Bar Trailer Sales, and Power Solutions. Now, Evolved Creations, they're the ones that did our trophies, and they're also they're going to be open if somebody wants to get a t-shirt from the show. We're not going to purchase a bunch of t-shirts and then try to sell them. If we do, we're not going to date any of them. But it's been a good relationship with everybody. So
great,
and we really appreciate their help.
Awesome. Well, it takes a lot of people to put on something like this and get it pulled off. And you folks can go and show your support. And remember, every single car that you see out there paid a registration fee that's going to help out the museum. So go down there and check out the cars and enter your own car. They're open to a variety of them. If it's something you're proud of and you want people to see it, put it in the car show and help out a good cause. And it doesn't have to be the shiniest, most beautiful thing out there. Just put it in the car show and have a good time.
And the one thing people just need to understand, it's not limited. It does say Classic Car Show. It's not limited to classics. If you have newer one that you're proud of, bring it. You know, you can, people can, oh, well, you know, maybe I've seen one of those, or mm-hmm. you know, talk to you about it. We've got several people that show up with their vehicles, drop them off, and then they go back to work. They'll leave their vehicle there. Your vehicles are as safe as they can be. You know, we try to keep everybody's vehicle with they're gonna be as safe as we can make them.
So there's a bunch of car enthusiasts around there, and they care for them even as half as special as they do their own car. They're in good hands, that's for sure.
Yeah, they'll watch everybody else's vehicle too. So.
Yeah, and that's the part of the car community that I really love, is that, you know, when we don't gatekeep as far as what belongs in a car show and what doesn't, we can all appreciate everyone's passion that much more.
Yes.
There are other things that we didn't talk about, Kevin, that we should mention to folks before we let you go?
I don't believe so. Garrett Tires also put in a raffle for a couple of oil changes, and we're going to we thank them for that. Our lunch sponsor is Nebraska State Bank. They've helped us out the last couple of years and continue to do so. Again, Kyle Stringham and I we've both done this. Kyle did the first one. I did the one last year, and now we're tag teaming this year. So,
great.
I believe we're going to have a good show.
All right. And if people have questions or want to get involved in some way, I know it's coming up right away this Saturday, but if they want to reach out to you to see about how they can help, what's the best way to reach you?
Best way to do that is call me. My number's 308-880-1081. I work at the school. I'll be up there if somebody wants to come up there, talk about it. There's no pre-registration. We'll just start registering that morning, and it's going to be an enjoyable day.
Should be a lot of fun. Again, folks, this is the Custer County Classic Car Show coming up this Saturday. Registration is $20. That starts at 8, and the show is from 10 to 3. They've got a great lunch waiting for you for a $5 bill as well. So all those trophies and all those plaques are going to be voted on by you, the visitor to the car show. So make sure you get down there and submit your vote. Thanks, Kevin.
Thank you.
This has been KC&I Public Affairs.